Blog Talk Radio.
And now, Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. Each week, this show offers pragmatic and purposeful tools for healing, personal growth, empowerment, and connection in your now. Demystify the mystical with your host Dee, as she brings you practical spirituality.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me again. I'm your host Dee, and you are listening to Practical Spirituality here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm coming to you from the beautiful island of St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands. It's been a rainy couple of days here. Yeah, in a place that gets lots and lots of sunshine, the rain becomes grounding, brings you back into yourself, helps you look internally a little bit. So it's been a weekend of doing that. And it's brought me to a place where I am coming to you with today's topic a little less planned than usual. But it's becoming relevant and obvious to me that it's something we have to talk about. We're going to be talking about family today, family conflict, family dynamic, and the spiritual gifts that are within that, because they are there, guys. And this kind of conflict, this kind of dynamic is not happening for no reason. You know? We'll talk about that in just a second. Before we do, I want to catch you guys up on what is going on with Now Age Wellness. Coming up in June, we've got a few in-person classes that are being announced. The first is Crystals 101. I am so excited about this class, guys. It is one of my favorite things in the world, working with stones and crystals. We are going to learn everything, all the basics. What stones are, the difference between stones and crystals, how to use them, how they work, how to clear them, how to charge them, how to tap into the energy held within to aid your mind, body, and spirit in this lifetime. The extra bonus to this class is that we are having stones specifically prepared as a crystal kit for this class by the Rock Girl herself. Those of you who know me know she's one of my great teachers and mentors, and her stones do not go out in the world to just anybody. She's very picky about who she allows to have them. So this is a really special opportunity, even more so because in a world where stones are processed more and more every day, where they are treated, made to look shiny, and they are losing their true power, her stones will not have that. Yeah, these stones are coming to us really pure. It's a special opportunity. I only have 8 spaces left in that class. Anyone who wants to register, do so via the website at www.nowagewellness.com. And then I also want to let you guys know Reiki 1 is being offered on its own for the very last time. Yeah, I'm going to start doing intensive versions of teaching this. But for the very last time, we're doing Reiki 1 on June 10th and 11th. There are only 4 spaces open for that class. So if one of them belongs to you, if it is time to raise your vibration and tap into the spiritual growth and personal development that only Reiki allows, go ahead and sign up today. Again, there are not a lot of spaces available for these classes, so don't wait if you feel that one of them belongs to you. This is your call to action. Do it now. I have a friend named Lucas out there in Poland who, no matter what, he would say, do it now. Yeah. That brings us back to today's topic. Yeah. Families, families, families. Everybody has one. Yeah, we have families on a lot of different levels. You have the one that you're born into, and then you have the ones that you choose to create as you go through life. And this is how most people say it. There's the family I was born into, and then there's the family I chose. Oh, those are my friends. Those are the people really close to me. Those are the people I always count on. But here is the thing, guys. You chose both of them. Yeah. So even the one that you feel like you're stuck with, that you're not sure why they're there, that you're like, isn't blood supposed to be thicker than water? Aren't we supposed to get along? Aren't you supposed to care for me no matter what? You chose that family as well. So when you put on the glasses of that choice, yeah, and this happens on the spiritual level, guys. This happens before you come into this world on the earth, where there's an agreement that is struck always, always, always between mother and child, but between the siblings as well, between the fathers as well, between the extended family as well. You choose which family it is you want to come into. And that choice is based on the blueprint that you lay out for your lifetime. That choice is based on the blueprint of what it is you're saying you want to learn, you want to experience as a soul in this lifetime. Yeah, so when you put on your glasses of choice, realizing that you chose this, we can now look at your family. We can look at the dynamics within it. We can especially look at the conflicts within it and begin to ask ourselves, what is it we are receiving from the situation? Why would I have put myself in this situation? What am I getting out of it? And sometimes the answers are obvious and sometimes they're not. I will never forget, I used to live in New York City, guys. And one day I was on my way to work and running late, and it happened to be Father's Day, and which meant it was a holiday at work, which means I really needed to get there. And there was a woman walking down the street and she stopped me. And in my, you know, New York tunnel vision, I am trying to get from A to B. I was a little bit annoyed with her, but it was a busy intersection and my light was red and it wasn't my turn to go anyhow. So I set that aside and took a moment and listened. And she said to me that she was a journalist for something or other and that she was doing a project. And she was going around and asking everybody what it is they learned from their fathers, what it is they gained. And I had a very sort of tumultuous relationship with my chosen father in this lifetime. And my immediate thought was, I'm annoyed with your question. You don't even want to begin to hear about the things that I've been through with this person. You don't want to begin to see what it is that I've been subjected to. And that's how it was framed. I was subjected to this. Because it's not going to be nice for you to talk about for your little article, right? Yeah, all that attitude, one little question, all of that came up. And I took a breath. For those of you who know me, you know that I am not always quick to let out that first reaction. I took a breath and then I tuned into the question she actually asked me. Right? So really that was a reaction to everything I had attached to the word father. But I took a breath and I tuned into the question she was actually asking. What is it you have learned? And when I asked myself that, the question became really obvious. It was strength. And it's not because he set out to teach me strength. It's because of the strength that I found in having to deal with our dynamic. It was because the strength that I found regarding what I never wanted to choose in this lifetime, even though I had already chosen it, right? It gets a little complicated there. But there was something that I gained from it. There's a part of it that shaped who I am on such a fundamental level that it's never going to go away. And it hit me. I was like, oh my goodness. I am actually grateful for having chosen that experience. I am grateful for having exactly what I had. Yeah, so when you put on the lens of I chose this, you can find the gift in it, and you can find the vibration of gratitude for it. Yeah. So many times, guys, when it comes to family, this is truly the first place where we learn about relating to other human beings. No matter how it happened, whether you were abandoned and you're saying, I don't have a family, or whether you were in the Brady Bunch and you guys sang to each other randomly, spontaneously. I'm giggling about that a little bit because there's one specific family in mind that I have when I say that. Yeah, guys, it doesn't matter how that showed up for you. You chose it, and exactly how you chose it has shaped your earliest, your most fundamental lessons about how it is to exist in relationship. And here we go, guys. I am not a Freudian. I actually don't even know that much about psychology as far as textbooks are concerned. But relationship is at the core of everything. Yeah, I had a friend who's a speaker and a life coach who recently put out a poll on Facebook. What's more important to you? Relationship, family, money? I think there was one other choice. But here's the thing, guys. At the end of the day, all of those things are relationship. It is about your relationship with money. It is about your relationship with family. It is about how you relate to the earth herself. And when we walked in, the family we chose, the experience we chose, we designed it that way to empower us or to drive us to learn a specific soul experience. Yeah. So you may have chosen a mother who could not care for you so that you'd be placed up for adoption. And, you know, this actually came up recently a number of times in the Akashic Records work that I've been doing one-on-one with clients. Yeah, guys, that happens over the phone. If you're interested, check out details on the website. But this has come up a number of times and emphasized even more at the recent visit of a friend who was just that. He was adopted. Yeah. He's adopted into a great family, but still grew up with all of the issues that an adopted child has. Yeah. Who am I? Why was I abandoned? Because you feel that on some level. All of a sudden being the only Black person and adopted by white parents in a very white community, all of the issues of standing out, of being different, of wanting to find people like you, all of these things bubbled up for this person, yeah. And now I've known him a long, long time, and now that he's, I think he's in his 40s. Sorry if you're listening and you're actually younger than that, but I think you're in your 40s. And he has since gotten to know his birth mother and his birth father. And he looked at me recently and said that when I look at my birth mother, we are so much alike, we would have driven each other crazy. Yeah. The experience itself would have been destructive for both of us. And this adopted family, the one that he had to learn how to fit into, offered him complete freedom to become an artist, to become the artist that he was, that he is today, which is brilliant and successful. Yeah. But looking back, knowing what he knows now, he is so aware he would not have been able to achieve that with his birth mother. Yeah. So he could be spending his entire lifetime saying, why wasn't I wanted? Woe is me. I'm unlovable. I don't deserve to be loved because the first relationship I had, that first person I knew in my life rejected me. but really, Bender, did we just choose another way? Did we choose to experience something that would allow him to live the life he truly desired in this lifetime? Yeah, if there's any question about it, guys, it's the latter. Yeah, we choose these experiences, and we always get something from it. And once you put on the lens of choice, the lesson becomes clear. And once the lesson becomes clear, you then can empower yourself to make another choice if that's what you want. Yeah. So appreciating your family dynamic does not mean that you have to have those people in your everyday, right? Guys, love is easy. Love is the easy part. It is easy to love people. It's hard to like them in your everyday. Yeah. And just because you love someone doesn't mean they belong in your everyday. This is true for romantic relationships. This is true for friendships. This is true for jobs. This is true for your family as well. Yeah. So take a second and ask yourself, experience it as you created, and whether or not that's something you want to continue. I cannot tell you how often when we look at people's patterns via the Akashic Records work, when we look into the patterns of why something keeps happening in someone's lifetime, how often at the core of it is something they learned in their childhood. Yeah, and that could be anything. That could be your mother's voice of that's not safe. Right? And so all of the sudden, now your relationships, yeah, across the board, not just with other people, think about your relationship with money. Are you safe? Was that something you were taught by your mother? How many of you were taught that you were expensive, that you cost money, you were a burden by existing in the world, by simply being someone's child? That now they had stress. Now they had to provide for you. Now you were suddenly a burden in life. How many of your relationships are you going into carrying that same mindset of I am a burden and I'm expensive and I don't want to cost anybody anything? How much of yourself are you trying to make small and unnoticeable so you won't be a burden to others? All right? It's really incredibly rewarding to take a look at what we were taught, why we chose that for ourselves, and then make another conscious choice on what it is we truly want to create in this lifetime. Yeah, guys, you get to change your blueprint if you so desire. And if that is something you want to do, call up your spiritual guide, teacher, healer, whoever it is that you work with. If you have an Akashic Records person, that is an amazing place to do it. But you get to choose. And just because you chose one thing along the way doesn't mean you don't get to change your mind, right? I'm having Judge Judy's words pop in my head here from my guides, yeah? It's your prerogative. She would always say it's a woman's prerogative, but man, it's your prerogative too. It's a woman's prerogative to change your mind. It is your prerogative to change your mind about what you want to experience as a soul in this lifetime. You're not stuck. You are never stuck. You are certainly never stuck because of what you were born into. Yeah, I want to say that one more time just to make sure it sinks in and give you a second with it. You are never stuck because of what you were born into. So get rid of that excuse for yourself. Get rid of the excuse that your family didn't know how to show emotion and so you don't. you get to learn if that's something you so desire, if that's a part of yourself you want to let out, that's a part of yourself you want to experience and experiment with, to just see what it's like. Yeah, again, knowing that if you ever want to put it away, you can. If you ever want to change your mind, you can. If you ever want to have another sort of experience, you 100% can. The choice is yours. Yeah. And this is not just your parents. This is siblings as well. How many of you are stuck in the energy of comparisonitis? that's actually a word. No, it's not. I made it up, or somebody I know made it up. But in the energy of the place where you are constantly comparing yourself to other people, often we are taught that by our siblings, where we feel like they were so loved. They were so perfect. They were so funny. Hey, my older sister was so beautiful. How much of your childhood did you spend comparing yourself to that person? How much did you teach yourself that that's how you relate to others? Yeah, where you're constantly saying, oh, you're so beautiful, you're so great, and feeling on the inside that you're just not good enough. Who taught you that? Whose voice is in your head when that shows up? And again, guys, when you notice that, you don't have to, I don't hate my sister because she was beautiful, right? That would be a waste of my energy. She's still beautiful to this day. But I have learned from that experience. I have learned flat out that I can't walk through the world living that. And I got to learn it young because I experienced it as a child. So I don't have to walk through my world as an adult saying, oh, my business isn't as good as your business. Or why are you so successful and I'm not? Or gee whiz, I wish I had those clothes. I really want people to like me. Right? I was given such a gift by my sister. I was given the gift of being put in the place of having to come to terms with who and what I am, regardless of who or what she is. Right? And that gives me freedom. That gives me the freedom to live the essence of soul experience and to fully exist here in this lifetime. And guys, that is all the world wants from you. It wants to help you exist fully as you say you want to exist in this lifetime. So take a second for yourself. Journals always help. Writing it down always helps. Pen to paper always helps get it out. But put on your glasses of, I chose this. And then take a look at your family conflicts. Take a look at your family dynamics. And then find for yourself what the gift is within that. And then ask, is this a gift that I wish to continue experiencing in this lifetime? If the answer is no, then the real work begins. You have to start choosing something different. You have to start responding differently, right? And you can look across all of your relationships. Guys, money is one of the greatest teachers in our lifetime, our relationship with money, mostly because as a society, we've placed so much emphasis on it. And all of a sudden, our relationships with authority, our relationships with family, our desire to be a good child, a good girl, or a good boy, our fear of being a bad girl or a bad boy, or our attempts to get attention by being a bad girl or a bad boy, are all something that we choose to react with. Yeah. And some of it was taught to us in our earlier relationships, and we might be on autopilot where that thing is playing over and over again unconsciously, but you, my dears, you have the power to make another choice. So when you see it come up that you are saying, oh my gosh, it's so excessive for me to have a cleaning person come in once a month, ask yourself if that's something you were taught. Yeah. If that's your parents' program playing, if that's their sense of scarcity that you've accepted and now made a part of your life. And ask yourself, is that true? Does it make you a bad person if you want a cleaning person in your life? No. Right? This is something that if that's how you choose to live, well, go for it. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. And put yourself in the place of empowerment when it comes to family dynamic. No matter what it is that happened, whether it was abusive, whether you were abandoned, whether it was joyful, whether you were told you're not good enough, whether you were expensive, go ahead and take the time and work it out so that you can be the complete soul you are. And so often, guys, if it's too hard to look at your parents and you happen to have children, take a look at how you're relating to your children. Because the things that don't clear up ourselves, the lessons, karma that we don't clear for ourselves will show up again. So the lessons that you didn't clear with your mother will no doubt show up for you as a mother. The lessons that you didn't clear up with your father will no doubt show up with you as a parent. Right? So be mindful of what you're teaching your children. Which brings us to a big idea that we only have a second to touch on, but that is the idea of ancestral karma. Yeah. Guys, when you choose your lineage, often you are choosing the ancestral karma, the karma of that lineage that you want to step into. And sometimes we do that with the intention of clearing it for the lineage. Yeah, so as you work on yourself, as you ask these questions of yourself, you are in fact clearing these issues across your entire family, across the lineage. It is a gift that you are giving to everyone. Imagine how much your communities improve, how much the world improves if we are no longer carrying the weight of what our ancestors have done. Oh, I'm going to let you guys breathe with that for just a second because our show is quickly drawing to a close. When that happens, the Blog Talk Radio starts counting down and letting me know it's almost time to go. I want to remind you guys to check out the website, www.nowagewellness.com. Check out Wednesday on Facebook, Now Age Wellness, and we're going to do a little oracle card fun. We do it weekly, our weekly Wednesday wisdom bombs that happen. And you get to choose a card and check back and see what the message is for you. But no matter what, guys, no matter what family you chose, what family you were born to, accept the gifts that are there and use it to empower yourself for an incredible life that you truly desire. Talk to you guys next week, Monday at 12 o'clock here on Blog Talk Radio.
Are you tired of feeling stuck? Are you ready to feel healthy, clear, and grounded? Is it time to feel like yourself again? Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of Best American Healers. If you answered yes to any of the questions that I just asked, nowagewellness.com can help. Danita Nicole, also known as Dee, is a spiritually based healing practitioner who founded Now Age Wellness. Dee has trained under master teachers to perfect her healing techniques. I personally recommend Dee if you are looking to reclaim yourself in more ways than one. Learn more about Dee's services at nowagewellness.com and let your healing begin.